Yeah, anyway, this is super mega, the biggest of the biggest, the highest of the highest. They are now tuned into Radio TR Net.
Blackouts Talk.
Blackouts Talk.
Sanbonani, welcome to Blackouts Talk. The first time we're doing a proper intro for
one. Blackouts Talk.
Prophet's not out here attacking anybody deep in topic.
Howard, this is not an attack. It's conversations. It's never an attack.
Yes, welcome to the conversation show. We speak to interesting people, interesting, mostly black people. Today we've got an interesting character. I like this guy. He's like, he's pretty dope. I want to put it out there. I've known him for a while. Before he was famous.
I've known him for like all of 2 minutes.
Let me bask in the glory, bro. Of knowing how fucking good.
Okay, proceed.
It's a superstar photographer. Andy Limsomi.
Sure.
AKA Shillingson. Durban's very own.
Yeah. Is this the part where you guys are supposed to have the buttons for the sounds?
Yes, yeah, but it's a clean show.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
You can't have too much touching. Social distancing.
Yeah, from the buttons as well.
Did you sanitize before you started drinking your beer?
I haven't started. You didn't give me my beer.
Dude, it's after 6. You can't drink.
What is this?
You didn't give me. Oh, never mind.
Oh, well, that's turn as a little tip. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm nervous about what's going on in our country right now, but
in your country, don't you be in the world?
Hey, man.
I'm not
sure how clean this is supposed to be, but yeah, if the world, hey.
Just focus on South Africa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
South Africa. The military is coming.
Dog, I'm nervous.
So we're doing the show. The president's about to do a speech.
This is Monday.
Yeah. On a Monday. We might.
Well, it's last week Monday when you listen. Oh, you want to release it?
This might be the last time we see each other, guys.
It might be the last episode of Blackouts Talk for a while.
Yeah. Special edition.
You're going into quarantine. Maybe we might do this over Skype, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be interesting. Got to over me. He's on mute. Yeah, bro.
Blackouts Talk is going online, offline.
Yeah.
So we're sitting one.
What are you guys going to do about the sound, though, if it's...
And we have to trust our guests to have decent mics.
Or use the earphones.
Yikes.
Yeah, actually, the earphone mic is not bad. We could clean it up.
It's really not bad. Yeah. So, Wena, what you been doing to flatten the curve?
I've been staying indoors more. I've been seeing less people, touching less people. Only the ones that need to be touched.
Can I ask you a question? Just like, you really talk about your relationship status a lot online. Why the fuck do you do that?
Rarely or often?
Like,
what?
All the time.
All the time.
No. You talk about your relationship all the time.
Yes, he broadcasts his... And sometimes...
Are you asking this from a place of feeling pressure to broadcast your...
I just want to know. He does it.
Okay, cool. Maybe the man is... Okay, listen. Sometimes... You have him here. Let's find out. Let's go.
For me, it's branding.
Okay, it's part of the brand.
I thought it was love.
Wow. I mean, the love is there, but it's like, how can I use anything that I have around my life to be in people's conversations? So, if I'm going through a breakup, I'm going to talk about it.
So you're fully open, completely open, by G. So you're the type to get into a fight like this girl.
He creates the illusion of Wuti. I know him so well.
I give you guys what I want you guys to know. But if it's going to be controversial or if it's going to get people talking, if I know I'm going to be dropping pictures that same day, then I'll be... a lot on the timeline so that people stick on my page and then I post my work.
Using it to pull in viewers.
Yeah, I use it for traffic. So I use my
Please
explain the psychology behind the strategy.
So let's say I'm talking about sex, whether I'm getting some or not.
Yeah.
I'm still very much using the platform Guti Abantu Bazi because people are going to start retweeting me. And the deeper I speak about something, the more people want to comment. And then I know.
The more vulnerable you get.
Yeah. So I know either I do it before I post pictures or after. Or whatever the case.
So when they go through your page.
There's my work.
And there. You get those million likes.
And the DMs.
So what, this is effective on Twitter, obviously.
Yeah, on Twitter. On Instagram, I just give them what I've done and that's it. Unless if I stay on my stories for a bit. Because I don't post a lot on my timeline on Instagram. Yeah. Unless if it's work. So, yeah.
Your Instagram looks pretty, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you, man. Thank you, man. I just be posting stuff. And so, I don't know.
So how did the whole photography thing come about, bro? Like, how did it come about? You're the weird one, like, who just took photos. Like, photography is weird, guys. Like,
no, photography is not weird.
No. When you started it, it was. Yeah, now it's normal. Like, now it's normal. Like, everybody wants to be a photographer. Everybody, but, like, now why did you stick with it and want to do it? And to the point where you are at, why?
So you're a full-time photographer right now?
Full-time, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Is it cool to say I don't know?
It's cool to say I don't know.
Well, growing up ekhaya makunemcimbi kunikwa mini phone ukuthi take pictures.
So do you know what brand of phone this was?
This was EV3 at one point.
Eraser.
Oh,
you know?
Damn, I remember the Eraser. Those pictures you can't tell who, like, I don't understand. It's such a weird thing. It's like when you go look at old pictures, all of a sudden you can barely see,
like,
who's who.
But back then it was.
Back then it felt like it was crystal clear. You like
back then it was yeah.
Your brain did a lot of work, guys.
It's like what these every single pixel count messes us up.
Yeah,
like when you look at it now, it looks like some of the photographers are conventions names.
It's the resolution. You must look at the sizes of the pictures. You're looking like 300 by
240.
So it's because the phone was smaller.
We shoot with the same cameras, but some people are still shooting like that.
Yeah, it's not the camera.
It's not the camera.
It's the cameraman.
Like I don't have a cameraman here. I've got Andy Lim. So yeah, well.
So how does your okay, cool. So your journey starts with the V3.
Yeah, must have been the V3 and those small video camcorders.
Oh yeah,
and
wait, the camera records straight to DVD.
Yeah, or? I didn't do post production. It was just boom.
Funda manje.
Yeah, and then I even have pictures of myself.
Yeah.
So somehow my life just morphed into.
Like it feels like it's always been going.
Yeah, but like I was a science student, A class, and then.
You were a science student.
Yeah.
Like you
in
were,
the A class.
Yeah.
You're smart, bro.
Hey,
and you chose photography, bro.
Dog.
I'm not really
you
smart.
Chose Khubuluza.
You could be finding the.
Unama option and.
No, man. No. When I started taking my life seriously, I wanted to become a pilot.
Are you tall enough? I'm joking. Yeah.
We couldn't afford it, okay? So I.
Yeah, no, that issue's not cheap, though. Yeah.
They forced me to study forensic auditing. Did it for about 2 years, and I was like.
Is that numbers?
No. Yeah.
Forensic auditing is numbers.
Yeah.
So do numbers as well.
Frauds and stuff. You? Yeah. So Malcolm Manguti, why I cocaine and I shan this.
Dog, and you chose photography.
I'm getting there. So can't afford aviation, thrown into forensics.
Yeah.
It was either that or IT. I drop out, Zekaya, it's okay, humble by Poisa, get something.
Poisa!
Do something. And I'm like, ma, they say I'll do aviation after a certain period, and it didn't happen. So now I'm doing what I think I can do. So I start a job at a call center, CCI, I'm sure everyone's worked there. From that, I buy my first camera, and I just start taking pictures.
You started getting paid for what you do.
Yeah.
Okay, basically, you're still at the call center, you have a camera. great.
Yeah.
At what point did your first paycheck come in?
Around 2017.
And then the journey from your first paycheck all the way to quitting your job.
No. I quit my job before I started getting paid.
Oh, it's just you went, okay, couldn't put the camera into the deep end.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Is that literally what you did? You got the camera and you fucked off?
Yeah.
I respect that, though.
Yeah.
I respect that too, Doug, but that's like a lot of balls.
No, but here's the reality.
But it wasn't trusting any process. It was just, I'm not going to work here anymore. It wasn't, let me trust the process. No.
How long was the period? How long you worked there?
Almost a year. About around 7 months.
I respect that because here's the thing, dude. Life is screwed up in a sense of, okay, cool, you start earning your paycheck now. And the space where you're earning your paycheck may not be where you want to be or doesn't even lead to the road that you want to be on.
Yeah.
But you get comfortable with receiving money and therefore get stuck within it. And after like a couple of years, you're like, I remember I had this dream.
Yeah.
And it's like, it feels like you're so detached from it that you decide like, as in, I actually can't pursue this dream
this
anymore.
This was my second dream, however. This was Hollywood is like my
number one
goal in where I'm working. So somewhere in my life, I'm going to move into videography and directing and then movies. And But like, I'm still very happy with what I'm doing now. And I'm learning lokokunye while I'm doing this.
Yeah.
So that's the fun part about what I'm doing. I know where I'm going and I'm having fun with what I'm doing now and where I am now. And I've always been that person who's always satisfied with any situation that I'm in. Coming from Gamashu to now moving to other parts of the world and the country itself.
And you've been traveling, bro?
Man,
you need to save my new number, dog. I ain't seen your stories no more.
I did save your new number, actually. Your
stories of fire, bro.
Oh, these WhatsApp stories.
Yeah.
I'm lynching the world. The real
No, but I had it on.
I
had some of it on Twitter. So I was shooting the polo not so long ago. They got us like to arrive. So imagine arriving at Itebun Chudai in a helicopter.
Nice.
And you're being fished and chauffeured. And
so you're living like a rock star.
Like, kumnandi nje, but now it's not in Durban, it's in Cape Town.
And I like the thing you said with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's dope. Like,
yeah. I very much work, like, I've got friends from Gasekhaya. I'm still friends with my boys from, like, high school, from the same class. I've made new friends in the industry that I'm very, very, very close with, or Jordan Milton. We work together. We
shout
pass
out
each
Jordan.
Other. Shout out to Jordan, man. Jordan, Star, Travis, Jay, Osito. Like, my name of, but I'm very close with, like, Star, Travis, Jordan.
Shout out, Star.
And we work together and we're close. And it's a brotherhood. And somehow we're able to separate the work from the friendship. And none of it is disturbed. It's all very healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
what do you
say? I'm failing. I need to go find more resources.
Okay, cool.
For
me, I'm more curious about as a photographer because, like, photography is a tough industry.
Yeah.
In terms, it's tough in a sense of like it's fun, but in terms of being able to build a life, getting rent, making sure you can buy yourself a car, and etc. Basically, adulting.
Yeah.
So how does it happen for you and how did it happen for you?
It's been tricky at first because I had to get into a space that was occupied by certain people.
Yeah.
But I had to force my head in there and just keep working and keep growing, keep learning from other people. That's why I always say, like...
So what, there was a point in time you were shadowing other photographers?
Yes, very much. I was shadowing UL Nickel, one of the best photographers that South Africa has.
Yeah.
He taught me a lot. I started shooting big events with him. I started experiencing just being a main photographer of a huge event.
Yeah.
Through him.
No, L. Nickel.
Oh, yeah. Yes. L. Nickel, is he still around?
He's still around. Still very much around.
He's like a big photographer.
I don't see him as much, but he's still very much around.
Yeah.
So anyway, like getting into a space that has big people and you're just trying to show South Africa that you're also good.
Yeah, that you're good enough to be considered to, ranked with them.
You know, yeah. so just growing. A bit of me is not really sure what I'm doing, but like I do it somehow and it happens. Yeah. So like my work, like sometimes I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, ay, chief angas. Like, I can't teach photography. I can just get a camera and do it.
So what, you have a natural inclination for how framing works?
I think so, because I've never studied it. So for me, it lives in my brain, so I express it.
We tanned.
Yeah, we can call it that.
You learned everything because you just kept looking.
I kept looking and kept listening, you know. In Metric, a friend of mine, Usheini, started like a small production company. We were shooting small music videos. We were shooting imcimbi lencane. Like, yeah. I was helping out. But then I really got interested in like photography. And he's sort of stopped now. But like I think he was a vessel to deliver this information to me and for me to be this person that I am today.
Just for you.
You know, because he doesn't shoot as much. I shoot more now. And it just became a career for me. Whereas, like, back in high school, Sahlanganisa is my art, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but it happens a lot, actually. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
So you've been shooting,
Katlegal? Yeah, I've been shooting. But, like, properly 2016.
It's a gazi and it's in the blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think you can you shoot drunk?
Can I?
Can you shoot drunk?
All the time.
Probably yeah. Does.
That I was just sort of saying, that's my inclination of a shooter.
I lost my camera. I lost my camera.
Lost your camera.
What's this? Bacardi Holiday.
Yeah.
How?
I lose my camera because I remember giving it to someone. I don't remember who. I can't find the person.
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
So wait, you kept your gear when you were drinking?
No, we kept our gear in the tent, but I was carrying my camera because I was still shooting.
Yeah.
So I was like...
So wait, you continued drinking while you had your camera in your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, you got to take the camera back?
No, because I was still shooting.
No,
and because I can shoot drunk, then I can drink and shoot, and I can do everything while shooting.
Yeah.
Like, angiphaza misegi like that. For me... Where I just scroll to the right settings, boom, perfect shot. That's why I get angaz and I'm just doing it. However, I do know certain principles now because obviously to be a professional, there's certain guidelines you need to stick by, certain things you need to know and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Kasebenzeka, nonetheless, to go back to your question about adulting and stuff, where the industry is now, we can charge enough to be good.
Yeah.
Like we can charge big numbers to live off.
Can I ask you a question? When did you realize it's okay? Now I'm a photographer. Like, when did it click to you?
I can't remember like the career day, but when people started booking me. Like,
yeah, when your reputation speaks for itself.
Yeah, yeah. When I get there and kyazi ukuthi nguba ngizokwenzani. And everyone is at ease when I get there because no one's worried to see, are you gonna take good pictures? Yeah, well, because at first it's like, yeah, was it, you know?
Yeah, and like, don't ruin my image. Where are these photos going? They know exactly what you're following. Yeah.
Now I can get there. Excuse me, there could be 10 photographers. I get there, people are gonna want to get taken like a picture by me.
So like, screw the other photographers.
Not necessarily screw, but it's like,
I want that Shellingson.
You should talk about Tenny Party. Gang was gonna shoot on Shellingson.
We totally have to take a photo. Yeah, well. So, like, which celebrity surprised you that came up to you and was like, yo, I want a photo from you?
No, I'm not gonna mention those names.
Come on, you were just talking
about transparency and vulnerability now.
Like, yes, but now I don't want to make any of my clients or my celebrity that I work with feel like bangingi, the type of thing, you know. I still have to give them that space of being big, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, mangiti usbanbani wa dropa yonke into, you know. But I do know.
Like, I mean, if you don't want to name drop, Shellingson shot like Bonang. This weekend, he did like 12-2C. Who else is big?
Saralanga.
Doug.
I've done Philip the Dome.
Doug.
No, not Philip the Dome. I'm sorry. I've done Philip Moses Mabida. I've done Music is King, Joburg and Durban.
Yeah.
I've done Splashy a couple of times, Opie Kopi. Yeah, I meet celebrities almost all the time.
When did you do Opie? Opie's brutal, bro.
Opie, the last one before they...
Yeah.
Yeah, the last
what,
one.
Did they move it back out of... Because I remember they switched up the dates where it was the one time I go to Opie, it rained.
Yeah.
Paid for dust, but it's
yeah,
raining.
Yeah, it wasn't raining. I think they were like, it became dangerous. So
No.
Trying to figure it out. That yeah. one year when black people start to really
get rowdy.
Opie Kopi. Because they didn't really go there much.
Yeah.
But then they had the Red Bull stage now. They book a quest and now we can go. Now it's dangerous. So.
Yeah, we saw those headlines.
Yeah.
I wonder if Opie's going to come back though.
I hope it comes back. It's fun. Like I only did
what,
one.
Did you camp in the VIP or did you go to?
No, we camped. Like,
oh, it was lit.
You hit the dust.
It's punchy some Gogu blanket.
Flatty. Like.
Gogo, when you plug it, let's team the pants go plug.
Dog, you didn't even come with the sleeping bag, dog?
Nope. Yeah, but we decide.
Opie is dope, but it's rough.
We decide.
Like,
two
I can't even
before.
Picture anybody getting laid at Opie just because of how hectic it is.
I'm pretty, people get laid.
You do your high pitched sounds and so on, but I'm like, I'm so dirty. I'm like, I'd have to go shower if I wanted to do anything.
And the showers are tricky at Opie. I'm a shower con. I think they'd want to improve the showers if I had to give any sort of advice about Opie. Just, it's either it's cold or hot. There's no
in between.
There's no like, okay, you have to keep all of this. You know, when you walk into a shower and you're like, nah.
I mean, I wet wiped the whole Opie thing, bro.
You wet wiped the whole thing. Like it's like 35 minutes
to
be in the cubicle, in the shower cubicle.
No, shit, better what? Wet wipe, gone.
Yeah, you wipe the vital areas.
And you still have to turn up.
I'm not judging you. Yeah. I did that like with the first time I started going back to rocking the daisies. That's it, gang. The showers are far.
I know, but rocking is nice, dog. Okay, cool. The cold weather, if you can get beyond that.
Yo.
If you could just...
Opie gets cold.
Yo, no. You need a onesie to sleep at Rock in the Daisies.
Yo.
I'm pretty sure Opie, you need two onesies because it's where is it? Is it Joburg?
Limpopo.
Gauteng?
Basically, it's closer towards Limpopo.
Yeah.
Northwestish Limpopo.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but it's closer towards...
And then when
it's
hot during the day.
Yeah,
it's brutally hot, bro. It's that dry hot.
Yeah.
Is that that will make your skin crack.
But so the 1 a.m.
Eh?
As it's 1 a.m.
Must get banned of food.
Like Konimbaula and Wotumlilo here. But everywhere else, it's
just banned.
It's ridiculous. But it's nice. Yeah. That's why I have to find someone to cuddle with every night.
Did you find someone to cuddle with every night?
Next question.
Shelly, vulnerability. We spoke about this.
No, I didn't. I did not because we were sharing a tent with the homies. And no, we did not cuddle with the homies.
Ah. I mean, you got... Well, I wouldn't judge you, bro. Keep on.
What? Jesus. Gee.
So, what's up for you now?
I'm trying to say less with what I have planned, but it is a big year. Big clients in Joburg, mostly.
Mm.
Am I moving there or not? Big clients in Josie and everything else.
Are you moving there or not?
Big clients in Joburg.
Big
That's
clients.
Big clients in Joburg.
So what, the corona, the Rona,
the Rona.
Has not affected your business in any way?
No.
Or you don't have any fear regarding it?
Hey, I'd rather die rich. Then cool and give NG. So if
you
I have to work,
it.
Book me. If you have to, if you're thinking of a photographer that you will book, while go kona le corona le, phone le on. Mean I'm on me every day.
Shama gloves the mask in tonight.
No my man that's my thing.
How are you feeling about this potential lockdown that might happen?
National lockdown.
I'm annoyed because. Now it's for sure that we're not working.
I get you though.
Yeah.
I get you.
Now it's for sure.
And like your near futures is like fucked.
Yeah. Because at first it was like,
it's a possibility.
We can fuck around, then book a shoot here and there. But now, if they say it's done, then it's done.
Like getting chased by soldiers because you're on the phone to shoot.
Stay the fuck home.
Mid shoot, uzangayentonje.
Confiscate your
key. Do you see them confiscating the alcohol? Huh? Do you see them confiscating the alcohol?
Yeah. Have they? I've been trying to stay away. I stay away from a lot of panic media because it makes me panic.
Yeah. Well, it gives you anxiety. And
you know? So even now, there's this energy that's going around with the president is going to tell us something tonight. And
which he hasn't said yet.
Yeah. Which
I've learned to... See, my president was Jay-Z. I've learned to chill when there's an announcement done.
Man,
chill, man.
When there's a when we have to depend on a politician for something...
It's a problem.
You know, we do it because we love you, politicians. Please book us. But you guys, like, do better. Is what I can say.
Do you wanna speak about politics in this country?
I wanna speak about Tuxedo Lumaspala. Can we do that?
We can do that. that's a government.
Can we do that?
Lumaspala, a municipal office.
Oh. Yeah. When I don't know why, how, who's busy with what, but for some reason. If we have to work for the municipality, when the work has to be submitted, however,
when
I have to be paid.
Oh.
30 days.
Now, not even 30.
Now you have to run around.
I have to chase people.
So send a form.
We send it. Usegwini ube khona izolo lo muntu bese meeting inizolo.
Usamlindile
but leave.
Yeah.
Futhi maternity leave. Like why not get me meet? Why meet ngale skathi sekumele khole mina? You know?
That's one of the things that's been plaguing e government ukuthi abasikhokheli as small businesses.
They don't
time.
Yeah, but also it's ridiculous the fact that they expect small businesses to be able to cash flow themselves.
Yeah.
Like there should be at least a certain percentage that's paid up front.
That's an argument they know that we've all voiced some in some way or another. And they've spoken about in parliament. Small business will be
But guys, you know what it is? Sorry to disturb you. I think the problem is not Pizzle. The problem is here in office, the people not doing the work on time.
But like, do you not think Uti, a leader should lead? And then if people aren't listening to you in your organization, Fanoshai shake up. Think
I
of
guess.
A company.
I get, but it's saying Shikuti Agoni Faultiamaspala as a rule to pay us late.
Yes.
It's literally just people not signing stuff on time.
Yeah.
And not being at the office when they needed to be at the office.
Sure.
So maybe made a school of minus to no put bear to now. Go take say. Tell the office. Tell the office when the spani be grand song. Why must I wait?
Play your part.
Just play your part. Lenga and you go to say office o'clock in. Cause I'm gonna catch you invoice, I'm gonna pay the office. I've heard all the stories, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now you're going to big clients, though. You're gonna be in a better space.
I like big clients because big money.
And then you see all them zeros. Positive vibrations as you're shooting.
Most of my shoots. Where they look good, it's because I was paid in advance. And asbangang imali.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are all the...
You said your price, and they're like, oh, okay. Send an invoice.
Oh, okay. Your price, okay.
There's no negotiations. It's like, what's your rate? Like,
so what's your rate? We should... Oh, so for like 3-4 days, it's sure. Okay, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, damn. In Joburg, that's... Mkulute, hamba, eteguin ngoba back again. So every day I think about
like a little cool dog.
Cool thing, hambe lang ngoba ngiyangitakela but ngikhona ke maning thing.
Kodwa if flights sofika ne flights man, sizofika ne flights.
No. Long thing akona ngikhona.
Showcase.
Yeah, I'm that superhero. If you need me, I'll be there.
A flexible photographer, man.
Yeah. I think it's because of the hustler mentality for me.
Yeah.
Ngingalala ku Airbnb enombedo is single bed owodwa. For as long as you need me to, if you're paying me well.
Can't do that with no girl, though.
I can. Again, I switch off. Funny enough, I switch off when I'm working. I shut down everything.
No. I mean, like, you can't take the girl on the trip and sleep on that Airbnb with a single bed.
I don't like taking people along to my work, bed because
yeah, that's,
I'm shooting
that's
the whole
thing
day.
Where it's like, it's when you're working and you take your partner along with you, it becomes more difficult. Because like now it's like, okay, cool, I'm engaging this job, and now yeah, you feel like you're being neglected.
Yeah.
So even, it just even, makes things even slightly like more complicated.
Event. Even one event, like, check to write, back pants all over.
Yeah.
You know?
God damn.
You see? Yeah, and man. I don't roll with a huge crew when I go to events, so it's usually me and the person, unless if I know other people, then we join them.
Yeah.
But if not, then she's chilling alone, or he's chilling alone, a friend of mine, or whatever. So now I'm in Boeing.
Yeah, but these events, like, the more you do them, is basically you get to know people.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like you rock up, Angela, oh, whatnot. It's like, and they're all hair shooting as well.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, oh, and I like that. I like getting to an event and all the photographers who I know by name are shooting at that event. I don't know why photographers want to fight each other when
do
we're
photographers
working.
Photographers fight each other?
A lot.
Really?
Not physical, but.
Yeah, I know. Like, I mean, like competitive, like. Angry beef.
They get sensitive. I've seen it. I mean, I'm always good vibe. I'm always dancing song.
That's the first time I hear that photographers fight with each other.
They do. They sub each other. They fight. But like, if you're working with professional big photographers, then I equal don't.
Everybody's eating.
Everyone's eating. Everyone knows what they're eating. The only problems we usually have is with production teams if it's stage, because then
get out the way of the camera.
Producer wants to. You need to get out the shot.
Who's that?
Yeah,
who's,
this is a close-up
who's
shot.
Who's that guy
the
in the black there?
You know? And now I have to go to my client. And I can't shoot anymore. And then now it's awkward. Whereas we could have been like, yo, I won't be in your shot. See me right from the beginning.
Yeah. But now, you got to flex that muscle, Doug.
Yeah, now.
They make
now,
you flex that muscle, Doug.
Now I have to.
No, but also, you grow a consciousness of who is there as well.
Yeah,
you do. So it's like you get to a point where when you rock up to an event, you're like, oh, okay, cool, these cameras. You go speak to who looks like
them. Yeah, you look for that
where
person.
Where is the safe spots for you and for me so you can basically both be
some
happy.
Some just don't even want to talk to you.
For me, I feel like that's bullshit.
It depends on the town and the vibe.
Sometimes.
The thing is that if I'm there shooting an event, my thing is... I like to go speak to all the other media departments because, like, we all here to do a similar job and we don't want to get in each other's way.
But because of Lippy Fatengisha earlier, it's like they become cliquey. I'm a photographer and, like, production just becomes cliquey. So you can't go to people and be like, yo, Bavid, hi, I'm here. Especially if, like, if you're working for an independent client and they book you alone to be there.
But that's weird because, like, for me, like, working with. Like, all the stuff that I've done, I had a completely different experience.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it must be based on individuals where,
like,
I'd have friends where we rocked up at the same gig, etc. Yeah. And it's like, oh, his batteries are dying.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool.
That's what I like. That's the type of place I like to be in,
Well, I'm like, I've got a couple of hours left on this battery, so I'm good in terms of all the content I'm going to get.
Mm.
Here, let me swing you one fully charged, and then we'll swap back at the next event.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. So it's like...
That was Shelly. Shelly, we used to borrow your batteries all the time.
Yeah, and like
so, for me, I don't get it. Whereas, like, why would you not want to support each other? You're gonna rock up one day and realize you've packed a zoom lens only, and it's like this person you've been an asshole to has got a 50 mil that's chilling there.
That's chilling.
And you can't ask him
because you've been an ass to them, and it happens, and it becomes tricky.
Oh yeah, actually, you just reminded me. There are some assholes.
Yeah,
but since you know he's got the same. You spec'd him out. You be like, I just need one battery.
Yeah,
and you go to him. You know he. Dog,
you know he has. Yes, I'm 17. Like, dog, it's not like, yeah, clock, I'm 17. Ila, now, right now. I'll just chuck it in, shoot, and give it back to you. But
yeah, you just reminded me of a moment like that. Yeah, it's weird. They never really go anywhere, though. It's funny.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people that used to be very negative towards me.
People screw themselves up in terms of that kind of thinking, because here's the reality. It's like, okay, cool, the production which I'm working on,
yeah,
when other people treat other people badly, I'm like, but dude, regardless of how young or inexperienced this person is, one, they're a human being. Mm. Two, they've also got ambitions. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know where they're going to be 5 years from now when they're like, okay, cool, I need a photographer.
Besides that, you don't know why, you don't know how they're here. This could be the founder's kid.
Yeah, that could be that case too. But okay, so the point I'm getting to is that, one, you don't know what their social value is or is going to be.
Yeah.
You don't know by being an asshole to one individual that you're actually saying, screw you to a job that was going to sort you out with $500,000 in 6 months or whatever it is, because somewhere down the line they become a production manager for some event and like, we need a photographer, and you're like, no, this guy was an asshole
to that's why
not happening. But him.
Yeah, that's why I try to be like as nice as I can and as helpful as I can. There's a lot of people in Joburg that I know just because I was like, yo, try doing it this way, not because you can't shoot, but try this, dog, like, here's some information, and guessing his karate, now I say, yo, here's my trick, and you take all those things and you put them
but
together.
But also, like for me, I'm like, trust as well. Yeah. Where it's like you get called for a gig. How many photographers do you have that you actually trust?
Quite a few. Quite
so
a few, actually,
you look out for those people.
Yeah, because
by like, yo, I can't take this event, but I'm gonna pass it on to Uban Ban, who's my equal.
Like I put my word for it.
Yeah,
you know, yeah.
And then so by putting them on later on when they fully booked and so on, they'd be like, then, I still trust that nigga, and he puts me on.
And that's what I'd like to see in photography industry, because if we're fighting Sodwa, then everyone else who's looking at us doesn't see an industry. They just see people who shoot. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I get what you're saying.
So then, if they see an industry, because we're working together, then the value of what we're doing goes up, which means anyone can make good money. Which means I can...
Yeah, just saying, you all charge a certain average. Buyers would, you're not going to get a good photographer under this price.
Yeah, bro.
Just already boost an industry.
Yeah, whereas, we are busy on Sagu.
Yeah, okay, bye.
It's nice, but Sagu, but U is then underpaid. But if U Spanbani knows what I know...
It's almost like it has to be somewhat of a union between the photographers.
Yeah. Then
to be like, yo, we're in the same league. We're in the same league. We agree not to charge below this amount.
So
everybody else, if they want to go below this, they can go to amateur hour with the students.
They can risk storage stuff. You know, I got this hard drive that doesn't crash, you know. They don't know how much this hard drive that doesn't crash costs.
And
now
in the Leoguti, you're charging so much, just go shoot and check pay. But if there was value in what we're doing, then I then sound like a doctor or a pilot when I say I'll charge you 60,000 for this. You know, I can charge the value of it.
Yeah.
Whereas Masngata take serious ngoba hlezi sixabana. Then we all end up fighting and the cake falls and crumbles into tinier pieces.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. Cause like, when you brought up this theme earlier on, there's this film I was watching, it's called The Platform. It's just got loaded onto Netflix.
Yeah. Sure.
So the idea is, they call it The Hole, right? Mm. Where there's different levels or floors in this prison, I guess, for lack of better words, where... Okay, cool. So you have your floor now.
Yeah.
And in the center, there's a hole where you can see all the other people who are one floor below and so forth. And this platform that has all the food, right, starts at floor one, which is at the top, and goes all the way down.
Yeah.
So it stops on each level, except there's only a limited amount of food. So people on level one have ample amount of time to finish all the food and so on. And it's like, there's like 300 floors, right?
Sure.
So now, by the time it gets to like floor 150, there's basically no more food.
Yeah.
So you start looking at your cellmates basically as in, I think I might have to eat a human. Whatever it is. So it's interesting in terms of, I feel like this film, well, it does speak to how hierarchy in terms of payment works and all that jazz, or poverty in that sense. But I feel like it's self-inflicted sometimes within certain industries where it's like, we don't have to be fighting for scraps. It's like when you say the people who are the big dogs in the industry, they don't fight for this ish.
Mm.
It's because, well, their level of thinking puts them on platform one.
Yeah.
Whereby, us fighting for that 3,000 rand or whatever it is.
My thing is, for me, I don't like competition, and I don't like competing, especially with the people in my industry.
Yeah.
But if you want us to go there, we can go there, and it's not going to be pretty.
Toe to toe.
Yeah.
Like for me, I gazaz in Jani, so I try to avoid being that person. And I don't like being that person because I like ukuzwana nabantu ngikhulele lokushini ngikhulele kwimjondolo where umakhelwane isekhaya type of thing, you know. So I like that type of peace. But should we have to go toe to toe at an event, so badili ngizobukisa ngawe basically. So I try not to do that.
And you end up asking who are shooting this event on Twitter.
Yeah, you know. So mina ngithanda ukuthi sherishe and sifundisane. Obviously with avoiding umsebenzi then looking the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
for me, I like competition, but there's healthy competition is a destructive competition.
Yeah.
It's like you could argue that poets should have a sense of healthy competition.
Yeah.
Whereas like it's like iron sharpens iron. It's like, oh my gosh, yo, that was amazing. It was like, that inspires me because on some part, on some level, I am in competition with you, but it's not from a place of I'm trying to destroy you.
Yeah.
So I'm a believer in competition, but it needs to be.
It's good. I mean, if you're competing to get the best out of each other, then by all means, you know. But if it's competing, you're going to get sued.
I want to be the best. Last man standing.
Dog.
That's, I guess, like, men go their own way. That's all you need to be is just be, like, the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
And the best at your skill. Then any time, you have to walk a distance to find somebody who's a competitor. But
my argument is the fact that you can't be the best at what you do alone.
Alone, you
can't. No, get one. That's why I say you have to walk long distances, to the point where you have to walk long distances to find a competitor.
Yeah.
Like, this guy.
But the thing is that the competitor doesn't become a competitor, it becomes a brotherhood.
I'm getting so, it. Yeah. That's part of it. Yeah. I was just talking about like just how it is, Wootsie. Once you say, no, I'm the best, then you have to go somewhere else to go compete with other people. And that's like just generally
any. Because more best la than
best la. Okay. I have to compete, find a brotherhood.
What else can you do until people get over you? So that's why.
You go,
Go and look.
Spread your wings.
Yeah,
You get it, Doug. Prof is my competition. Yeah. He's my brotherhood. Like I took a while to find somebody who I could trust with my own footage. Yeah. You know, like it takes a while to get somebody you trust on that level. And like it happens. Well, I had to walk and landed there. Now in your own thing, at a time you bump into each other and we exchange that information that we were meant to exchange with each other and we fuck off. Next thing you know, you're this now. It's beautiful to see.
I think that's why it's so much nicer to work in Joburg because you know everyone is big. You know everyone's good at what they're doing.
Yeah.
But Nyazana, and it's like, away, Cedric, away, Austin, away.
Professional league.
You know, professional league, you know. Like, there's no. Conan never says best thing. In Joburg, they're like, because I'm like, away, I'm Sheddington, I'm from Durban. Like, oh, okay. So, are we going to be able to shoot with you around with the big umbrellas? You know, if you go out to events and clubs. All the photographers are carrying the soft boxes.
So what, photographers are carrying soft boxes?
Soft boxes in the club.
That makes no sense.
Yes, and now we can't see what's going on a stage because une umbrella.
So wait, there's photographers who carry soft boxes.
Dog, like une assistant, but like there's
a whole assistant with a soft box.
It was, I remember when I was still shooting in the club.
Yeah,
I'd go in minimal as possible.
But like, you learn that the more you learn about what you're doing.
You learn to trust. You trim off the fat.
Yeah,
it's like this is unnecessary. I don't use this as often as I thought I did, etc.
But you figure when you share some simple. All the lighting in the studio.
Yeah.
So studio, studio.
So what's your lighting setup right now? Because like I had a friend who what, there's these soft boxes.
Yeah. I stopped using
those.
Where
he tilts the flash all the way up and has this reflector thing to basically smooth the light.
I trust my camera at most if it's going to be dark.
No, but
dark.
It's not. You don't always have, like, there are events that are dark as fuck.
He has one thing videographers don't have is the flash.
One flash.
What?
Yeah.
The
flash.
Yeah.
Turn off flash.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Speed light.
Yeah.
I just hit that. I know where to bounce it. I know what the settings on the camera should be. So it's Thomas was tallest to him without us having to.
I hate carry you photographers around with your speed lights. It's such a cheat code, dog. Like, you know, we need an extensive lighting setup to get the club popping again. Well, at most, a video light.
It depends which camera you're using. Nowadays, you have the A7S, man. You can basically.
Nowadays, you have the A7S.
Yeah.
Nowadays, do you know the darkness of the 5D Mark II?
Yeah. But the thing, photography. Dude, you can crank up your ISO fuck load before you actually start getting a lot of noise. Whereby with video, you can't. In fact, your ISO has to be significant eons less.
Nah, though, like, you can't be shooting over 2,500 and if people understand.
But here's the thing.
Tina's cleaning 1.6.
The more light.
1.6. 1,600. That's it for us on a camera at night.
You know, but like on like an A7.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Yeah, so me now.
Podcast is getting technical.
Okay. Like,
I didn't realize we went there by accident. I didn't realize.
Yeah, we did get there. Hey?
It's a bunch of camera guys. Sorry.
It's like, what's wrong with these people?
What's the hell's nice? Oh,
what's the nice? Oh? Brightness. Brightness. Exposure.
Stop with the geek jokes.
No, but I'm just saying, photography. You can stress less about light.
Yeah, depending if you know your camera.
Yeah.
And you know where to shoot also. Like, you can't just
pop up anywhere.
No, like, simenga se pa and good take pa and ufunuzo shoot. Like I can almost always tell how the picture is going to look.
Just by looking at where the photographer
is just
positioned.
By looking where the photographer is, with which camera. Even how he's holding the camera, you're just like, I was doing
that at a wedding. I kept telling people to know, like, I was giving people my camera. I get to know, bring the camera down, too much headroom. But
like, you can tell where his space is going to be.
Like,
I can tell, dude. Like, that's why sometimes I'm like, please don't take a picture of me, because I'd rather not have a picture that looks like that of myself.
I was in my dirt.
Again, go on.
Like, I was in my dirt. Got a prayer to
No, it's you know why? It's because and this also goes back to the brotherhood. I'll let you take a picture of me because I know
is that all blind.
I'm gonna tag you.
Yeah.
And say that you're a photographer. And people that are looking at photography know of you now. I was thinking put her on, but because I'll take a dog because but now I can't tag Thomas Peter. So I know who I allow to shoot me.
As to not waste anybody's time. I see you, my nigga.
Yeah.
I don't plan.
It's fine.
Do people feel some type of way when you say that to them?
I don't know.
You don't engage it.
I don't engage
I'm sorry if your feelings are hurt.
I'm sorry.
Like, this is the reality.
Okay. I go back to how you take it. It doesn't come from like a horrible place.
Yeah.
But how I say it might
trigger people.
Trigger you in some type of way. So hey, it's Google and Mauti, we are Zizwa or Zedzumundoazi. Okay, go to my page then. Yeah. It can I'm a page name. You know, to see the work, obviously, not to see.
What camera do you use right now?
Right now I have a 5D Mark III.
Okay, what camera do you want right now?
And a 7D Mark I and a 600D. Anyways,
I worked so long I did like a whole year shooting with the 5D Mark III.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, it's freaking good. To this day, I'm like, it's like every single 5D is a it's a good camera.
Yeah. Now all I need
especially
is
for his Tom.
All I need is A7S now.
The A7S just for low light.
Yeah, just for variety as well of the look of.
Are you going to shoot video more when you get
I'm definitely shooting video more soon. I've been
the 5D Mark III is also good with the video though.
It is, but it's heavy.
The codec. Yes, it is.
The A7 is gonna get heavy once you kit it out for video.
You think so?
It is.
Yeah, with the cable.
Because you're gonna need a lot more.
No, but what are you talking about? The size of the footage?
No. What? Just so the just camera. Carrying the camera and shooting smoothly.
Ah, it's not that heavy, bro.
5D.
Yeah.
On video, hand just freehand.
Yeah, you but like you gotta. I'll teach you, bro. Work on it. I got a trick.
I mean, right now, just for variety, I'd like to have like the 5D Mark. I don't even want the Mark IV. The late. I don't know why. I love
the video on that. It's nice.
Cool, but like, I think it's because Minangibuga from a photography's perspective.
I guess.
And 5D Mark III is beast. Like, I even told people, Guti,
it's even got HDR. Okay, it was one of the first cameras to have HDR in it.
Yeah.
And that was like the first thing I remember when it came out. We got at the office.
Yeah.
Like, we went to the roof and we're like, just took pictures. We just took pictures. I'm like, no, you get there. And like, be as still as possible. And so, like,
it's
a beautiful camera, but especially for photography. Like,
it's beautiful.
So, mostly that's your primary camera.
That's my primary camera, yeah. Yeah.
So we got the secret weapon, guys. In this
I'm a new attack. I don't get food. Because you get this question a lot as well. It's like, yo, bro, what camera are you shooting with? What lens and what setting?
What software do you use to edit your photos?
Dog, I can give you everything. I can tell you.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean nothing. It
doesn't mean nothing.
Like, go, you know? If you want to get into photography, go buy like a 550D or something.
Just start shooting. That's what I always say. Yeah. Shoot with something.
Even with your phone.
Yeah, start there. And then you'll see what you need. I mean, I always see what I need next. And that's how I've built up. And then I'm food nice, not even like a priority.
Yeah, it's not a must.
It's just for that extra sauce.
It's like from that.
Like, let's go to the skate park and take some cool pictures.
You know, because my one friend told me this. Was a good client. They told me the fish eye. I asked mama.
Yeah,
bro.
Now you gotta sit there and defish eyes.
Lightroom does that, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, man, defish eye, you know. But it's fun, man. It's fun. I'm shooting really well with my camera. I used to carry a 7D Mark I for the longest time.
Yeah.
And I did tell people, Guti, wash out. Gatola a full frame.
Ghost.
The 7D is also a good camera.
It is.
We shot that horror on it, that Afrikaans horror. The 7D Mark I.
Bro, you shot an Afrikaans horror?
No. Yeah, I was an assistant.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
What's scary about...
I shot a short film on a 7D as well.
Yeah. I shot a bunch. But you've shot on 7Ds and 5Ds for like a while.
All the cannons.
What's the scariest thing an Afrikaans movie?
Dog, it's just a horror. I don't watch horrors because one, real niggas don't scare themselves. You know? So
as they strapped.
Like, I don't know what a good horror is. I was just making sure that the lights were on. I was moving lights, you know. That was my job.
Start watching. How do you feel about that part of, like, the job?
I fucking love it, Doug. That's
don't you feel like part? A co-pilot?
What?
Like when you know when you're supposed to be shooting but you're handling stuff or not shooting.
I love it, Doug.
But doesn't your arm ever itch like to shoot? I mean, I can't.
Oh, you can't not shoot.
I can't not shoot.
That's one thing I'm learning now with like the Film Stockville. We have this group called the Film Stockville. We always talk about, so. Basically, we change roles, or you stick into your role. Like, if you're the director of photography, you're the director of photography. If you're the director, you're the director. You're not moving lights.
No matter how high up, I'd still want to go there and hold one.
It's a discipline thing. Like, they call it discipline in film. So you have to be disciplined in that one crop. But camera department is nice for me because I can kind of swing into lights.
Yeah.
And kind of go back. And then later, I can edit.
Yeah.
So I think Prof, you do the same. But Prof directs as well. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting. We're about to do a movie called Korobela.
Okay. Yeah, a short film called Korobela. This is about.
Yeah.
This is about Uglisana.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Huh. Yeah, Korobela. Yeah. It's like the name speaks for itself.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, this women.
Remember, we debated this name.
We did debate this name. He won.
I'm like, Korobela makes sense.
What, people know exactly what else are you guys going to go with?
Eh?
If it wasn't Korobela, what was it going to be?
What was it?
No, you guys had these deep-ass Zulu names. I'm like, bro, disconnecting my people from Joburg, bro.
Yeah, he won it with, like, the original overall fight with Tiano. The Joburg people will understand.
Was that the winning factor of the discussion?
You can't even remember the name that you wanted.
I can't. So it wasn't that good. You're right. We're going to make it look dope, though.
How much after how long does he then admit that you're right?
How long has it been since the initial conversation?
Are you holding grudges? Because that conversation was last year.
No, I'm answering your question because I'm not holding any
that conversation. It's not even like that, Shelly.
Yeah.
No, it's not even like that. No.
I sent something here.
No, we good.
Okay, that's good.
I can admit when I'm wrong.
That's good. I feel like I'm the one who's becoming a therapist. But do you have something you want to get off your chest?
Actually, now you bring it up.
Bombshell, where can we find you on
socials and Instagram?
I want to get this right. I want people to get this right also.
Yeah.
Stop calling me Shellington. People do that a lot.
Shellington.
I'm Shellingson, S.A. Okay.
Shellington.
Shellingson.
Okay, you just spelled it out for the listeners who want to follow you.
Shellington, not T-O-N.
Sure.
S.A.
Shellington.
Yeah, one engineer, but Shellington guy, bad. Because actually, when I started, because people had used to make the same mistake. I made my name on my handle was Spell Linkson.
Sure.
Because I wanted people to it made sense that if I tell you to spell the Linkson, it's that there. You know, but people would still say, "Hey, we're LinkedIn." Yeah,
so this is like a curse, bro.
So it's like
you have to live with it, bro. Like before you die, somebody's gonna say it wrong. You're like, "Fuck."
But yeah, it's Shellingson SA on Twitter, Instagram, Andy Le Shellingson. Saw me on Facebook. I don't post there much. But when I do post, that's what it is. My phone number, my link to my WhatsApp is on my bio on Instagram and Twitter. Use it wisely because I do become rude.
It's a private number, so I'd imagine. So.
You just click on the link.
So anybody wanting to stalk him, you can go get his number right there. Let's go.
On his Instagram.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for pulling through. It's been fun. This is Black House Talk.
Can we get a Black House Talk from you?
Black House Talk?
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Showcase. You can catch us Black House Talk on radiodr.co.za, deeplyrooted.co.za, and Deeply Rooted DPN on the socials and YouTube.
I'd like to come back.
Yeah, we'll you can come back. You live back. Up the road, bro.
With more information.
Once you come back from spreading your wings.
Yeah, if I come back. But we can talk whenever.
Let me know, Doug. When you got something to say, just come down and I'll call Prof and we can do it.
I've got a lot to say soon. I do have a lot to say really soon.
Black House Talk. Thank you for listening. Yo, what's your boy, Prof? Are you listening to Radio DR Nakosa? Easy.